Do you know the purpose of your life? If so, how did you learn about it?
Yes. These matters are not passed on to you in detail by someone, that actually will lead to the opposite of what needs to be achieved, hence my way of answering. Understand this. You can be guided up to a certain point and then it is up to you.
What can you tell us about Mohammed?
It is a quote, sin, to worship, idolize, praise humans who were part of this planet in any way, shape or form, including when talking and or writing about them. A human is corrupt while on this planet. Each and single one of them. A quote, death, does not change the personality one had and leave behind here, do not feed it. Praise and prayers may only be offered to perfect beings. Muhammad was like Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Buddha, a human who was led to believe he was a knower, or like mentioned earlier quote, master of the game. It is very easy to make humans believe they are enlightened and know the truth. And then thinking it is their task to wake up others. He was used and his legacy is still being used to divide people, just like the other religions, ideologies, quote, philosophies. Two of his closest assistants were servants of the bloodlines, one of his wives was too. Bloodline servants were also assistants of Jesus, Buddha, Moses, name them all. After his death it was made sure by these three that his followers would be divided, which was the main thing Muhammad was told to be against. So Muslims who believe in separate streams of Islam are actually rebelling against their own quote, prophet. And that would be pretty much all Muslims. The Quran has a core of truth but it is floating in a sea of perversions, together with the other quote, holy, books. It was written by four individuals from three quote, countries, one being Western, two Middle Eastern.
Are you Antichrist?
Jesus of Nazareth is not the Christ, nor is anything I have said Antichrist. The ones who claim the opposite are.
So, is a family where the children are naturally born with this ability to do visualization, part of the quote bloodline?
No. In fact, someone who has no connections to these families whatsoever can have this ability too. This ability is there for everyone to receive. You have to dial in. It is being provided by the divine law to everything that searches for it. I tried to make this clear earlier. The blood, genes, etc. are not as important as they seem. The physical realm is weak and it cannot affect the divine. Someone with no connections to the families can be affected by divinity in such a way that he could surpass anything the bloodlines ever could achieve combined. Certain individuals get born into the bloodlines to be able to reign over the people under certain circumstances, that is what the bloodline mainly is about.
To me, elite means those who place money before people or any real values at all. And those who hold office either because they can buy it or inherit it regardless of whether or not they are qualified.
You just skillfully described your kind, not mine.
Are you a Rothschild? Here is my question, although petty in light of the many questions posed to you in this interview, why aren't there any of the Rothschilds listed in Forbes' top 500 richest people?
If you listened closely, you would have not asked this question. The ones who are known in public are not in control. The Rothschilds are at the same level as your Knights Templar ancestors were. You shouldn't be proud that you are from that lineage, by the way. These known families, clans, societies are merely dancers to the tune. But to answer your question, no, I am not a Rothschild. Which family am I from? Most on godlikeproductions.com talk about the bloodlines who rule, yet they do not know who they are. They wrongly assume they are the Bushes, Clintons, Rothschilds, etc. because some theorists quote, researched it and some quote, insiders, told them by providing evidence. I am from a ruling family whose name rarely has been mentioned in history, no one will even know who we are. Second, you accepting Forbes as a reliable source for these kind of lists shows you are easily manipulated and do not grasp what is happening.
Worthy. An interesting word. Are you expecting those of us who know about the world of polarity and try our best not to play the polarity game, to believe that we need to be worthy? In whose eyes? It can only be our own. Whatever happened to the idea that the universe is within us? Gaia and all other dimensional quote, realities, are illusions, no? So the prison is an illusion, right? P.S. Baby, And by the way, we don't have free will on this planet. Perhaps your slip is showing?
Do you know who manufactured this New Age nonsense you just promoted? If this prison is a quote, true illusion, get out then right now, I dare you. It is not like in the movies. You play the victim part. You do not even accept you have free will, therefore you will always be ruled over, never prevail and deserve everything you get according to universal laws. I may be back tomorrow.